So this one time, I was giving a speech to a group of people about the plights of those with disabilities. The hardships to overcome, the judgments made by others, the success that they can still have, and just about everything and anything in between. The audience loved it. Parents of those with disabilities, friends and loved ones of those affected, the first four rows filled with those with autism, Asperger's, ADD, and many other neurological, sociological, psychological, or communicative disabilities. The event coordinator, a man in his 50s, suit and tie, business successful administrator, college degree type, managing the day, asks me during the post-interview Q&A how I had such a keen insight and understanding of the issues at hand. No shame or hitch in my step, I mentioned, "Well, sir, I too have autism." He tilts his head at me, as if examining some checklist of character traits he read about in one of those Yahoo lists, 9 signs of someone with autism, 12 signs your child is autistic, or other blithering, babbling, bumbling bullshit that pervades the supposed all-knowing collection of human knowledge. "I see," he says to me in a much different tone of voice than he'd previously spoken to me with, his lips curled, his voice narrower, as if speaking to a child one-third my age. "Well, I must say that despite that, you're doing very, very well," he utters, nodding his head 3 times as the words leave his lips. I don't get angry. I don't react emotionally to this obvious display of ignorance that this educated individual was ignorant of. I'm too used to it by now. Had it happened way too many times before, whereas in the old days, rage might have built up inside of me, and the urges to tell him everything wrong with the Mickey Mouse articles he reads, the complete ignorance for what he just said to me that he might as well have just told Oprah or J.K. Rowling that they were doing quite well in spite of being women, or the fact that his base assumption that there is some universal standard of existence that the normal people such as himself are all enjoying is something that we are all just desperate and want to aspire to. Instead, I smile and tilt my head in turn, talking to him humorously and as slowly, with a nod just as he did to me, "Thank you, kind sir. I was going to say the same thing about you." I can't accurately describe the look on his face as his jaw dropped and shut repeatedly, but I can describe the laughing from the audience members in the back rows, or the fact that everyone in the first rows who could stand up and clap for what I just said did.